Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. It's Friday, so today's the day we spend some time reflecting and praying on the topic we've been looking at all week. This week we've been looking at perfection, the idea that God really does have plans to make us perfect. He doesn't expect us to perfect ourselves, something we've probably tried before and failed at. He doesn't just forget about us, give up on us, but rather he came to earth as Jesus Christ, perfect God, perfect man in one, and he gave his life for us. He made it possible for us to know God again. He made it possible for us to be perfected, to be made holy by him. It's all his work, not ours. That's the bottom line this week. We're going to take some time to pray now. We're going to use the same structure we've been using for the last little while. Adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. Tell God something about who he is, what we've learned about him. We always have something to apologize for, something to give thanks for, and something to ask for. So I'm going to invite you to just take a quiet moment wherever you are, to pause and reflect and take some time for silent prayer before I lead us through that structure. God, we thank you that you are holy and perfect, and that that holiness and that perfection isn't something disconnected and completely distant from us, rather that it is an all-encompassing love. That's how you choose to express your holiness and perfection. We're sorry for those times where we haven't loved others that way, where we've been anything but perfect and holy, where we've so clearly not learned from you. And we thank you that you look past that, that you don't expect us to be perfect ourselves under our own steam, but rather you make us holy. You don't give up on us, but you love us. And so we ask that you would make us holy, that you would begin to work in our lives in ways we could never ourselves, that we could never help one another, but that you would give us help to become who you created us to be, holy and acceptable to you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, have a great weekend of rest and community. I'll see you on Monday. Bye for now.